Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's gonna make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
The bar is so low, I dated someone who broke my ankle.
The bar is so low, my ex-boyfriend had a grinder.
The bar is so low, my ex-boyfriend gave me chlamydia.
The bar is so low, almost every ex I've ever had has turned into a SoundCloud rapper.
And what's sad is these young ladies can't be older than, what, 22? And they're already ruined for the rest of their lives. They don't know it yet, I know it. They're having fun doing a TikTok video. But what's sad is their romantic future is grim. I highly doubt either one of these women will grow up to be loving, nurturing, caring mothers. They'll be one of those wine-drinking moms who's always in a bad mood because this family life is boring and she missed all the times that, you know, her boyfriend broke her ankle and had a grinder and treated her like shit. So these women will probably resent their families if they ever have a family.
The bar is so low, the last guy I hooked up with exposed me on Snapchat and I didn't block him.
The bar is so low, I fell in love with a ginger.
The bar is so low, one of my white exes now has dreads.
The bar is so low, my ex-boyfriend got robbed for 40 grand and caught up the next day.
The bar is so low, I used to fuck with a guy who used to steal my jewelry and wear it and never give it back.
The bar is so low, I dated his best friend for years.
And they make raps together.
I'm sure both of their fathers are very proud. Very proud. What their little princesses turned out to be.
I swear, I need to start like a low-value men podcast. We'll do things like invite women on and listen to them without interrupting. We'll like acknowledge when we're wrong. We'll like stop pretending that we have a lot of money and stop using having money as a reason to be an all-out terrible person.
Okay, this guy's giving me blue pill simpy vibes. And it's not the Ghostbuster shirt either. I mean, it's nothing wrong with admitting when women are right, or it's nothing wrong with criticizing men and things like that. But he's a woman sympathizer, generally speaking. I'm not saying I don't sympathize with women in certain situations, but honestly, usually I don't. But he's implying that, you know, all these podcasts where red pill men talk to women, they don't let them talk and they never admit to being wrong. I disagree. And I don't think that some of these guys wouldn't admit when they're wrong, but it's just a lot of times they're not when it comes to this red pill truth. But let's be honest, this guy doesn't seem like the type of guy that has a lot of experience with women to be able to talk on any of this stuff anyway. He probably think being an advocate for women and being a male feminist is what's going to get him laid or get him attention from women, and it's just not going to work. This the type of dude, when he finally realized that, he spazz out and do some crazy shit. Hopefully he does accept the truth about female nature one day. It'll make him a better man.
Like, we'll acknowledge the oppressive practices that men have had on women generally and not blame women for having oppressive practices that don't exist. That low value man life.
What, pinky promise level?
Yes, pinky promise level, serious.
Okay, I pinky promise I will break up with you if that's what happens.
So you're telling me that if I got a Supra, you'd break up with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Because you're going to be the idiot that spends all that money, and instead of using it for something good.
It is something good that makes me happy.
Another car, especially a Toyota.
It's a Supra!
I don't love a box.
Okay, this guy was probably just being financially wise and trying to help guide this woman to do something better with her money. And things like this is why, one of the reasons why women need men. Now, there's different ways you could look at this. It's her money. She could do what she want with it. But hey, if you're building a life with somebody, how she spends that type of money matters. And a man should definitely have some say when it comes to what his woman spends money on. But she hard-headed like most modern-day bitches, and she want to do what the fuck she want to do. Forget what a man say. And that's going to be most women's downfall, at least in their romantic life, if nothing else.
Well, you have your own thoughts. I have my own thoughts. I want to do
that. Okay, my thoughts are that I will not be with you. I will leave.
Ciao. Anyway, so...
She chose the car over her man. Now, I can't say if that guy was a good guy or a bad guy, but if he was a good guy, I promise she will regret choosing a car over a good man in her life. But it's her loss, not his. You don't want to be with the type of woman who's going to do what she wants at all costs, no matter what her man say. That's not the type of woman you want to have kids with. All right, let's go over a Reddit post or two.
I work 40 to 50 hours a week at a stressful job, and I have my own place in the city. She lives at home rent-free with her mom in the suburbs, and works part-time, about 28 to 30 hours a week. Since she lives at home in the suburbs, it makes logistical sense for her to drive out to the city to hang out. She's not comfortable hanging out at her house because it's messy and we wouldn't have privacy there, and there's just more to do in the city. Lately, she's annoyed with having to do all of the driving to come see me, and doesn't like feeling like she's the one doing all the chasing. It seems unfair, but if she worked full-time and had her own place, I'd gladly make the drive to see her.
Okay, first and foremost, when a woman is really into you, she's not going to complain about coming to see you. Especially if you're not at the stage where, you know, y'all about to get married or something, about to have kids. Like, it's still the, I'll just call it the honeymoon phase. When a woman's really into you, basically her whole life outside of work and school pretty much should revolve around you.
Fill up her tank and buy her dinner often when she comes to visit. To me, it feels balanced. If the tables were turned, I don't think many women would put up with a guy living with his mom at 43 and only working part-time, but now I'm being made to feel like I'm not making enough of an effort.
Yeah, if that was reversed, the guy would be called a loser. And you know, me, I'ma call the woman a loser, because that's what the fuck she is. But not only that, she got the nerve to be complaining about coming to see you. So she already showing that she lazy and she a complainer. And she don't appreciate you already. So if she moved in with you, it would only get worse. If you married her, it would only get worse.